Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
While video game production has naturally slowed over the past 12 months, 2021 still seems like it's going to be set to be a banner year for the medium. The PS5 alone will count new entries into the Horizon, God of War, and even Ratchet and Clank franchises as part of its upcoming 2021 slate, but what about those lower flying sequels that not many people seem to know about as much? Well, the following may not have giant billboards centered all around them, or even multi-million dollar ad campaigns in general, but they absolutely should be on your radar. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game sequels you didn't know were coming in 2021. Number 10, The Wolf Among Us 2. Though Telltale's The Wolf Among Us never quite reached the same level of acclaim or commercial success as its other big series, The Walking Dead, it nevertheless developed a pretty strong cult fandom who have been clamoring for a sequel ever since it released in 2013. And while Telltale did announce a sequel in 2017, the joy was short-lived because the studio actually closed down a year later. But all was not lost. Following Telltale's acquisition by LCG Entertainment, The Wolf Among Us 2 was revived in a big way at the Game Awards in 2019, with a teaser trailer for the new version of the sequel dropping there. However, this version of the game will reportedly be built entirely from scratch, with all of the old work being thrown out in favour of the new vision. This might sound bad, but it is in favour of a more consistent release schedule, as all of the episodes are actually being developed together, so they'll all be done by the time they start launching individually. And although word on the sequel has been pretty quiet ever since, multiple sources just will not go away, which suggest a tail end of 2021 release date. And for an episodic title which began development in 2019, that does sound about right. Number 9, Stalker 2. Survival horror FPS sequel Stalker 2 was first announced all the way back in 2010, just a few years after the original game, Stalker: Shadow of Chernobyl, was first released. However, the initially planned 2012 release date obviously didn't happen after two pretty big cancellations and things were not looking good for this project. And then, after years of radio silence, back in May 2018, the sequel was finally revived and the devs penciled in a 2021 launch window. Screenshots and in-engine gameplay video finally began to emerge last year, and just recently the developers confirmed that the game would feature both 4K and ray tracing support, and also be releasing on the Xbox Game Pass day one. They also added that production is progressing smoothly, and while the studio doesn't have a great track record when it comes to hitting release dates, if we do see a big blowout soon, then it is plausible that we will be playing Stalker 2 by the end of the year. Number 8, Evil Genius 2 World Domination. Cult classic strategy game Evil Genius released all the way back in 2004. A world domination simulator in the same vein as Dungeon Keeper, it was essentially a lovingly ode to the big dumb spy movies of yore. And at the end of 2004, after a bunch of positive reviews and a win at the BAFTAs, a sequel was formally announced. Things were looking promising, and then the studio folded a year later. Rebellion Developments years later went on to acquire the IP, and a sequel, Evil Genius 2 World Domination, was announced at E3 2019. And though the game did miss its initial 2020 release window, it has recently been confirmed for a March 30th, 2021 release date. And from what we've seen so far, it looks like a more than worthy successor to that beloved original game. Now, I must admit, this is another game on this list that was supposed to originally release like 10 years ago, but because the new date is so soon, it would be shocking if it missed it. Number 7, Oddworld Soulstorm. Oddworld Soulstorm is the follow-up to 2014's Oddworld New and Tasty, which was itself a reimagining of 1998's Abe's Odyssey, and this new game is actually acting as a reimagining of that game's sequel, which was titled Abe's Exodus. Are you confused yet? Because I am, but bear with me. Announced back in 2016, Soulstorm has unfortunately suffered through continuous delays ever since it was unveiled. Now, this may well be the result of scope creep, given that New and Tasty was a success like the developers never envisioned, which has allowed this new game a far larger production budget. And with that new budget, the developers have done more than just remake an older game. This is a full-on reimagining with brand new content and much higher goals than New and Tasty. In 2020, it was finally confirmed that the game is coming to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and PC at some point in 2021. However, the marketing blitz is in full swing, and from what we've seen, the game does look to be in a solid shape, so he's hoping that we get to play it before December 31st. Number 6, Hello Neighbor 2. Though 2017's stealth survival horror game Hello Neighbor received wildly mixed reviews, it was a smash hit with players. Hell, it was a smash hit to the point where Hello Neighbor as a brand has kind of become this colossal media empire. The release of two spin-offs, the prequel Hello Neighbor Hide and Seek and multiplayer game Secret Neighbor, have allowed the franchise to score 30 million downloads across PC, consoles, and mobile devices, while a series of Hello Neighbor books have sold more than 2 million copies worldwide. See, I wasn't being hyperbolic when I said media empire. Consequently, it's no surprise that a proper Hello Neighbor 2 was announced last year, and judging that these games pretty much release annually by now, it's safe to say that it will be coming at some point in 2021. The sequel is supposed to be bigger and better than ever before, with brand new AI systems and a much bigger world for players to explore. Number 5, Lords of the Fallen 2. 2014 action RPG Lords of the Fallen was a moderate success when it first released. Still, it received broadly positive reviews and sold enough in that initial window that a sequel was quite quickly confirmed. Now, it was very much one of those early Dark Souls clones, but it did bring enough to the table to etch out its own fandom. However, word on a sequel went dead silent in the years that followed, and a planned 2017 release date was just obviously completely missed. After that, the original team was actually just dismissed outright, and a new studio was brought in to develop the game. They didn't actually begin production on the game until early 2020 though, and considering that was only a year ago, it's probably unlikely that this will actually hit its 2021 target. I mean, we've only seen a logo for the game, it's supposed to be coming out this year, it doesn't really bode well. And no, I'm not using that as an indirect reference to any other big game coming out this year, titled God of War Ragnarok, no, I'm definitely not doing that, don't give me crap for it in the comments. Even though it's true. Number 4, Shadow Warrior 3. Devolver Digital's 2013 reboot of Shadow Warrior sold well despite mixed reviews, and it went on to spawn an even more successful sequel. Despite the higher score the sequel got, though, I actually preferred the original. I don't know why, I think it's because it did the kind of old-school first-person shooting before Doom 2016 just came around and did it in the biggest way possible. Still, what I think isn't necessarily the point, because Shadow Warrior 2, the sequel, quadrupled the sales of the original game. This then naturally led to the reveal of a third game last year. Despite the series' cult fandom though, you wouldn't be forgiven for forgetting that this game exists at all, because the announcement was so low-key. However, the extensive gameplay that's been shown off so far suggests that the game is pretty far along in development and is essentially almost done at this point. So if this misses 2021, it would be one of the biggest surprises on this list. Number 3, I Expect You to Die 2, The Spy and the Liar. 2016's I Expect You to Die remains one of the most impressive VR titles you can find. It's a deliciously tongue-in-cheek James Bond-inspired puzzle game in which players must complete a series of tasks in order to escape a host of deadly scenarios. It's a VR escape room simulator, basically. The game ended up generating $6 million in revenue, which was a huge win for the developers, and thus a sequel was announced. This is the amusingly titled follow-up I Expect You to Die 2, The Spy and the Liar. And from what we've seen of the game so far, it sounds like it's essentially just more of the same, but hey, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Number 2, Psychonauts 2. Tim Schafer's masterful platformer Psychonauts was a critical smash hit, but a commercial dud, only going on to sell 100,000 copies at launch. That was back in 2005 though, and Psychonauts has become the very definition of a grower, not a shower, as by 2016, that sales figure had been knocked up to 1.7 million copies. And after acquiring funding through a number of sources, including $3.8 million from his own crowdfunding website, Fig, Tim Schafer finally announced a proper sequel to Psychonauts for release in 2018. Of course, 2018 was 3 years ago, and the game has yet to be released, but for good reason this time. The delay is partly because the development team Double Fine was actually acquired by Microsoft in 2019, and the focus of the project shifted quite massively. That's because their new home allowed Tim Schafer to add in features that he thought he would have to be cut due to budgetary issues, and use the new resources to build a bigger version of the game. And this also means that the game will release day one on Xbox Game Pass as well, if you own that. Despite still missing its revised 2020 release date, though, it is penciled in yet again for 2021. And with new optimizations for the Xbox Series X, it looks like it might finally stick the landing this year. Number one, I Am Fish. Right, do you remember that game from a few years ago that you absolutely will have seen the cover for, but probably never ever bought? The one called I Am Bread, where you control a piece of bread trying to get to a toaster. It was one of those games, you know, it was one of those gimmick games, but it sold really well. It sold 2 million copies, and thus a sequel is coming. But it's not what you think. Well, unless you've seen the title of this entry, then it's exactly what you think. Yep, despite mixed reviews, like I said, I Am Bread sold so many copies, and thus a sequel has been announced, titled I Am Fish. The premise once again speaks for itself. This time around, you are a fish, and you have to escape your fishbowl, dodge a bunch of traps and obstacles, and pretty much just roll your way to freedom. The announcement for the game late last March revealed that the title was pretty far along in development, so it's probably a fair bet that you're going to be playing I Am Fish before the year is out. It's going to pop up on every single list we do, like, without a doubt. I can already see the thumbnails.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.